This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
For me personally, I just want them to know that like I gave them everything I had, like literally everything I had, like emotionally, physically, like they got all of me, like football wise, like I like football was my life. Like I didn't have a lot of hobbies. I played a little bit of golf in the off season. I got, you know, a wife and three daughters, but like other than that, it was all about football. It was how's this daily decision going to help me with football? Like, okay, I'm waking up in the morning, I'm eating breakfast. Okay, how's this breakfast going to help me with football? And like, that's how I approached every day of my football career. And so I want fans to know that, like, it meant that much to me that my performance and what I was showing on Sundays was that important to me that it was my driving force in life.
That's Ryan Kerrigan. I'm Grant Paulson, and this is Grant and Danny. You are listening to The Fan. No Danny today. He is on vacay. That's why I was a Ryan Kerrigan guy. I'm a simple person. I've told you in the past. I like professionals who care. You work hard. You care about it. You're invested. You're for me. You want to be a jackass, Antonio Brown? I don't care how good you are. You can be good for someone else. You can kick every rock between here and Memphis. I got no interest in you. Give me Ryan Kerrigan every single time. And he joins us now on the BetQL guest hotline. Bet smarter to beat the books. Download the BetQL app. Visit BetQL.com. He is retired. A Washington Commander. Ryan, does it feel weird yet? Has it set in that definitively, absolutely, you will not come off the edge again in the NFL?
What's weird is that it's not weird for me. Like, I've been coming to the park this week and watching practice, and I haven't had an itch to go out there and play, and maybe that's because, you know, it's 95 degrees and it's, you know, hotter than hell outside and stuff like that. But no, I feel good with my decision and where I'm at right now.
All right, so this part is easy, though. This part stinks. What about, like, December 14th? You're still in silly shape because you have abs and a V-taper. And some team that could go for the Super Bowl has an OLB need, and they go, we want you just pass rushing 12 times a game. We need three or four pressures, and we need you to hit the quarterback. You don't think by then maybe you start getting a little itchy? Nothing?
No, that's a good question because, I mean, I imagine when games start to play that there will be times where I do get a little antsy and I'm like, you know, man, I'm sure there'll be a time where I wish I was still out there. But I just know with, you know, where I'm at right now, this is what's right for me. But you are right. This is the hard part. Training camp is the non-fun part of the season. So, yeah, when games start back up, I'm sure I will be missing it, but I'm at peace with where I'm at.
I think the radio comp for me would be like doing summer shows when there's not a whole lot going on or something. Like, okay, that's one thing. You got to grind a little bit. Like the day of a then Redskins or now a Commanders game when I'm listening to someone else doing pre and post or something, it's like, oh, man, that'd be kind of fun to be on the air again right now. So I'll be curious to see how that goes. I mean, when did you decide? Just walk us through that process. Did you know it right at the end of last year after how things went with Philly that you kind of wanted to shut it down, or was it more gradual?
Well, I mean, I don't want to be too long-winded here, but I knew going into last season that it was going to be my last season. I got an unfavorable doctor report during free agency last year, kind of realized some things about my knee, which I had injured earlier in my career in 2013 with the Redskins, and so just some issues that were going on with it that I guess I didn't realize the extent of them. And so I knew at that point that, you know, my playing days were limited, and ultimately made the decision heading, like, you know, during free agency last offseason that this would be that the 21 season would be my last season. So I've known for a while, but you know, just they hit a couple detours on the way there, which you know made me retire now in July versus last January. But I mean, ultimately going into the 21 season, I knew it was my last season, and I'm fortunate in that regard because I knew going into the last game of the season against Tampa, like when that game was over, I knew that was my last game, and I knew going into, you know, the last regular season game of last year, that was my last regular season game, that, you know, that was my last trip with the team. And so I got a chance to really know all those things, which I think is a, you know, blessing, because a lot of guys don't get to know when they're doing their last, you know, game, their last practice and whatnot. So I'm still fortunate in the regard that I got to know and experience that.
By the way, in that last game, the playoff game against the Bucks, you had a sack and a half. Pretty darn cool way to go out, I would say, in that postseason game. You didn't have as many of those, I'm sure, in your career as you wanted, but you got to play in the playoffs, and you had 1.5 sacks for the Eagles in that game, which is pretty amazing. So Ryan Kerrigan's with me on Grant and Danny. So then how did it work out that you came back for the one-day contract? I've never really understood how those go. So your agent maybe calls the team to gauge interest, and then does he talk to Ron Rivera? Is it above him? Like, how did that go?
That's pretty much exactly how it went. I told my agent that was what I wanted to do because, I mean, this is where it's all been for me football-wise, is Washington, D.C., and I knew that this is where I wanted to retire, and you know, the Commanders were just, they went above and beyond for me. I thought it was going to be, you go in, you just kind of sign a little piece of paper, take a picture, and then, you know, get on your merry way. But for me, you know, I walk in the building, and, you know, they, like, so many players are out there, the whole D-line's out of meetings, and, you know, applauding me, Coach Rivera, Coach Del Rio, Sam Mills, Coach Scandina, they're all out there, you know, applauding me, and, you know, you got the big, you know, the big video board in there has like highlights of me playing, and it was just, they really rolled out the red carpet and made me just feel, made it feel so special. And it was entirely more than I ever thought it was going to be when I approached my agent about the idea. And so I'm just, it was really awesome on their part.
Well, they should have. I mean, you deserve that treatment. I mean, you were here from 2011 through 2019 and gave them everything you had. I'm glad they did that. I feel good. I was disappointed. You came back with the Eagles, and they acted like you were some random linebacker from BYU that they'd never heard of, and that annoyed a lot of people here. So I think that was not only well-handled and a make-good, but I thought they crushed it and kind of makes up for that as far as I'm concerned. But that's great that you and your family got to experience that. And you now got three kids, three girls. You mentioned your wife. So your daughter, I think, is about the same age as mine, which means your oldest is 3 or so, maybe close to 4. She's probably old enough to kind of appreciate some of this. She might not know what daddy did or how good he was, all-time sack leader in organizational history, but she's got to be able to tell that all these people are happy for you and really like you.
She definitely is starting to get it, and she was starting to get it during last season, which that's what really made retirement tough, was that one of the goals I had when I started having kids was to play long enough that they really understood that. And that's a bummer that I'm not going to be able to, they're not going to be able to, you know, watch me when they're 5 and 6 years old and whatnot, but they definitely are starting to get it. And, you know, it's cool. They've been able to come out to the park to watch practice a couple of times. They came out last Saturday and they came out today, and they just think it's the coolest thing ever. And so that's what makes me feel really, really happy, is that my daughters really appreciate it, and that they are understanding it to some capacity.
So I don't want to put words in your mouth, but it sounds like maybe what you found out about your knee was kind of what led to this, more injury-related than just mentally you deciding, I'm in great shape, but I don't want to do this anymore. Is that fair or no?
100%. I mean, if my knee wasn't in the state that it was, I would absolutely be trying to play. You know, trying to catch on somewhere at the end of training camp or whatnot. But if my knee wasn't like it is, then I would absolutely continue on. But with the state that it is currently, it doesn't seem like a good thing to continue on training and whatnot and putting stress on an already very stressed joint when there's no guarantee of anything to come football-wise. There's no guarantee of a good situation, a bad situation, or any situation. And so, I mean, and while I think that an opportunity would have at some point this season presented itself, it's just without that certainty and without that guarantee, it's just not, it's not a good, it's not a smart thing to do for me.
I get it. I mean, you want to be playing with the kids and be healthy, and that makes a lot of sense. Ryan Kerrigan on GND. So this idea of coaching, I mean, it's not even, it doesn't sound like that you want to coach eventually. It sounds like you'd like to coach nowish. I mean, you've been around the team. It's cool to see out of practice. I'll see when I get out there in the next week or so. But is this something you really want to dive into right away, or is this just kind of a kicking the tires, let's see what I think situation for you?
I think it's a little bit of both. Throughout most of my playing career, I never wanted to coach. In fact, I was vehemently against it because it just always seemed like the coaches put in insane hours and were, you know, work nonstop, and you know, work-life balance was always a question of that. But the past 2 years, really, I've really taken a leadership role in the D-line rooms that I've been in, both in Philadelphia and here in Washington, and guys have really, you know, they've picked my brain and they've about different things that I've been able to do to have success. And I've loved sharing that wisdom. And so throughout these past couple of years, I've really enjoyed the teaching aspect of, you know, even as being a player. And so that's the coaching, because of that, the idea of coaching has become more appealing to me. And, you know, Coach Rivera has given me, you know, an opportunity to just kind of be around the guys and, you know, share some thoughts whenever I'm asked and whatnot. And nothing too formal or too serious right now, but it's, you know, I'm really really thankful that he's, you know, allowing me the opportunity to come in here and you know, be a part of the team right now during training camp, because it's fun getting to share what I've learned over the past 11 years with a lot of these young guys, and they're eager to learn, which is cool too.
I love it, and I think there's something to what you could pass along from a football standpoint. But that comment Darius played on the way in when you were talking about your commitment to the game and how much you cared. I mean, you know this, and whether you want to say it or not. There's just a lot of guys in locker rooms that don't live and breathe constantly football that way. I think if you can rub that part of you off on any of these players, then I think it's a massive win. Just talking about the importance of really being invested and caring and taking it seriously. I mean, how much of that was the role that you had the last couple of years?
Oh, I think that was a huge role, because a lot of people knew about how many games I played consecutively and just different things about, you know, how I took care of myself. And so I want people to know that. I want, you know, I want the players to know it, and I want the fans to know that too, because, I mean, I want the, you know, the, I want them to know that, you know, the years they spent cheering for me and rooting me on the field, that, you know, they were getting all of me. Every week, and not just on Sundays, every day of the week, every day of the year, they were getting all of me. And so I want to be able to, you know, impart that on guys, you know, moving forward, and help guys achieve what they can.
All right, well, I'm putting together a basket of all my favorite goodies that I want you to try. There's this thing called a chocolate chip cookie. You are going to be blown away. And then there are these snacks called Goldfish. It doesn't sound awesome, but I'm telling you, that with a Coca-Cola Classic, which is like this drink that burns going down a little bit, you are going to just go crazy when you taste that combination. So I'm gonna put all that together. I'm gonna ship it your way, okay?
Oh, perfect. Just what I need: some Goldfish and Coke.
Let's go. Since sixth grade, that's been my one seed tandem right there. That's my Jordan and Pippen of snacking. Ryan, thank you for the time. Best of luck in coaching, and hopefully we'll see you around the facility for many, many years to come.
All right, thanks for that.
And thanks for what you meant to this organization and for doing it the right way. Ryan Kerrigan on Grant and Danny. Another guy who worked his butt off, Logan Paulson's going to join me next. He's been at the facility throughout camp. Plus, I'm giving away tickets to see Kid Rock and Foreigner. Keep it right here on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.